Views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
Right here in the studio at Pep Talk, because Eldon Scott is here with Sonny's Barbecue.
Good morning, Meg. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. It's Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. Eldon Scott, Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue. It's always Sonny's here in the studio when he's here.
Excited to be here like always.
Yeah, he's got his red shirt and that white fringe and that hat. I mean, you're getting to be kind of, you know, I don't know if it's famous or infamous around this community, but I'm seeing that everywhere.
I think it depends on who you ask.
I mean, I've seen you out everywhere. I watch your Facebook, and I get tired just liking all the things that you're doing on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because you do a lot.
It's good to have a lot of fun.
Well,
be a part of the community. And
I mean, it says a lot for the company you work for.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the Sonny's is very invested in our community.
Absolutely.
You have a presence at so many events. And I have to say kudos to you all, because so often I'll go to a nonprofit event or a fundraiser. And who's providing the food? Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And so yesterday, you were eating the sun all day.
It was a rough one yesterday.
Woo, tell me about it.
In a little recovery mode today.
That's okay.
It was hot. So, we were out with Pastor Marcellus and at the Juneteenth Unity Fest.
Yeah, it looked cool. I saw some photos on WEAR. They did a good job covering it.
Yeah, I think it had 1,800 people out at least.
They
did meals for that many people. And Troy Rafferty was a sponsor of that event.
So yeah, I saw him in an interview. He did a good job.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good time. Good to see a lot of friends. Made some new friends. You know, that's one of the best things about doing community events. Like,
right.
Not only do you get to see, you know, different friends from different places or different organizations, but almost always get to make a few new friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you get to have you don't get to have long conversations all the time because there's so many things going on, but you know, you have a little snippet of a conversation, take a little quick selfie, you know.
You are the king of selfies, okay? I don't know. Between you and my friend Madrina, the two of you probably are the king and queen of selfies.
That's
y'all
too
do,
funny.
It really, both of y'all do so much for the community. It just makes me laugh.
I saw her at Coffee Guy here a few months back.
Yeah, and that's one of our best
And
spots.
She took a selfie and I took a selfie and I put out a little poll. Who took the better selfie? She won.
She won the better selfie
on the poll.
That's
so
funny.
You know.
Well, I love Madrina. She was in my leadership class 2 years ago.
Nice.
So, yeah. So we were friends way before. We've been friends for a long time. But
anyway.
But
yeah,
I'm excited about leadership
Pensacola. Yeah. Got that coming up. We're just wrapping up all the paperwork and all the stuff.
You're going to have
such
a great
time. We're fixing to kick off our class next month.
I loved it. You're going to have a great time.
I'm so excited about that.
Yeah.
I think June 17th is our first official event for
our
orientation. So we got that coming up.
Start thinking about your class project.
I know.
And all of this, if you don't know, Leadership Pensacola is a year-round program that's been going on for many, many, many years, sponsored by the Pensacola Chamber, and it's an opportunity for leaders in our community to get out and meet other leaders in the community, as well as you basically go to all the different segments of the society, from government to military to education and
medical.
It's
airport,
really great.
All the things. Yeah, excited to see some of the behind-the-scenes things.
Yeah.
They said that we're going to get to tour the airport, and I was like, you know, that's probably the least exciting thing for me. I was probably like 19 years old, and I was actually doing the pest control at the airport. So I had to go in super early
and had
to walk all the back halls and do all the things.
Oh,
so,
my God. Too funny.
You know.
It's probably changed a little since then.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. It'll be interesting.
I was just like, anyway. It'll be a good time. I'm excited about it. Starting to meet some of my fellow classmates, you know, just different things. I met a couple new ones this week that I didn't know that are a part of the class. We've got 49 classmates in the class this year. So
they'll be your new best friends, I'm telling you.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to tell you, Meg, but 2026 might be the best class ever.
Nope. Nope, nope, nope. 2024 was the greatest
that's
class
the running
ever.
Joke. That was the running joke between all the alumni.
Well, that's ours is the greatest.
Class. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, moving on. We're here to talk about Sonny's. So let's just, for those that don't know, you have several locations here in Pensacola. Maybe go over the locations and talk about a little bit of who you are and who Sonny is, because you got to meet the man.
I did get to meet Sonny.
Yeah.
Sonny's Barbecue started in 1968 in Gainesville, Florida, over on Waldo Road. Did get to meet him. 96 years old. And,
that's so cool.
A good life and good barbecue will keep you going. So we do have four locations here in the News Radio listenership area. We'll start with our Pace, Florida location. So it is there on Highway 90, right in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store, kind of just west of Avalon Boulevard. So if you need a little context from that. Then we have our 9th Avenue location, which is in a wonderful, quaint location. Tucked behind the AutoZone, just south of Creighton Road, off of 9th Avenue, right there where the airport runway is, where if you know where that firehouse is there at the
I'm
end of the...
I'm partial to that one because it's got the little shady area
it
in the
is.
Back.
It's so
it's
nice
really
back
sweet.
There. You know what's fun?
Mm-hmm.
Riding my scooter back there.
I'm not surprised.
Ride my scooter.
It's fun you riding that scooter.
I rode my scooter this morning to Cops with Coffee.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Now, what's Cops with Coffee?
Yeah, so it's Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. They do that, I think, maybe once a month, every other month. They do it fairly frequently. And so they had it at the new Bagel Heads there on 9 Mile Road, right at the back gate of UWF.
Yeah.
And so that little strip mall there, they got a new Bagel Heads there. So joined them over there. So rode the scooter in and parked it next to the police motorcycle at the front door. And so they had the Corvette and the horses out.
Oh, my goodness.
And the sheriff's Jeep out. So they had a whole group of them there. So had a little coffee and chatted about all the things and... Yeah, it was a very nice morning. So
see, I'm telling this guy gets out to everything everywhere. You're really amazing. All right, so locations.
Other locations. We do have a banquet room at that 9th Avenue location. Just hosted the Escambia County PTA or PTSA, Parent Teacher Student Association. So we had Miss Melanie Gamble, who is the chair for the community here in Escambia County. And so we had, I think, 20-ish different schools that were there. And had dinner with us. They had them in the banquet room. So if you need a meeting place, no charge for the banquet room. Typically say at least 10 people. So booking the banquet room, we had somebody come in, wanted to book it for 3 people. So it doesn't make sense to do that. You know, so typically we say like 10 people or more, you know, to book it, book the room and reserve it. But no charge for the room, just cost of the food. And then, you know, taking care of your server.
And again, that's
important.
For nonprofits and other organizations, or even for families, not having to pay that rental fee is huge.
Yeah.
That's a real gift.
Yeah. And you're most likely going to eat anytime you're going to get together as well. So it's just good slow smoke barbecue and no charge banquet room and have your meeting. We got the little TV you can plug in. They ran their PowerPoint and covered all the things they needed to. And they had a wonderful evening and had a little food left over. So I took some to-go boxes.
There you go.
And,
now you're talking.
Barbecue 2 days in a row. Never hurt nobody.
Nope.
Then we have we'll go to our Navy Boulevard location. So that location is kind of right at the end of Highway 98. If you're familiar where that Walmart is, it's almost directly across the street from there, just north of the Pensacola NAS main gate. And we do have a bank room there also. So we can host up to about 75 there. Miss Kate does a wonderful job. Anna, Taylor, all the crew over there. Big Papa. Big Papa's been with us for a long, long time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So his name's Marvin. Wonderful. He's one of the assistant managers, but pit masters, and he's a great, he's a big old teddy bear. He's a great guy. So a lot of people know him.
Over there.
Yeah, a lot of people know him. Been with us for, I think, 25, 26 years, something like that. So.
That says a lot.
Yeah,
about a company when people are there 25 years.
I know, right? A lot of long-standing employees, so it's always fun. And a lot of employees, you know, they move on or, you know, they finish college and then they come back, you know, so it's always fun to, you know, I don't say keep it, you know, it's kind of like a family, you know.
I was going to say that. I know it's a cliche, but it is a family-owned business.
It is. So, yeah, we've been in the Pensacola community for 40 years.
Wow.
My boss, Scott, he has been working with the company for 30 years and became the youngest franchisee ever of a Sonny's Barbecue at 23, I believe is what it was. And so all the ones here are all part of the same company here in the local area. So
it's pretty great.
Patronize all of us.
Okay.
We're not in competition. We all work together. And then the other location here in the Pensacola area is on the Pine Forest Road. It's technically on Shelley Road, so it's just a little jog off there, if you're familiar with that, just south of I-10.
So. And so what are the hours of your stores?
So open every day at 10:45, so we're talking about all this slow smoke barbecue. You start craving some
every
sliced pork on garlic bread or pulled pork. In the lobby this morning, Jeremy, from in ESPN, we were talking about the brisket grilled cheese.
Oh, that sounds good.
So it's technically not on the menu right now, but, you know, we can make some things happen.
Well, you do have a special, what I'd love that y'all do is you do these seasonal menus.
Yep.
So there is a summer menu. So talk a little bit about what's on the summer menu.
Yeah, summer menu is, it's hot and it's new, because summer, right?
Summer,
hot,
yeah.
And it's new.
Ba-dum-bum. Okay.
That's a dad joke if there ever was one. But yeah, we do have some specialty items. It's something new that Sonny's has started doing. We're doing the seasonal menus. We had the winter menu with the prime rib and spring menu with your favorite. Peach cobbler egg rolls.
Oh, gosh,
I get people
yes.
talk to me about them all the time.
They're
those
so,
peach
good.
Are so good. So.
I'm telling you. And if you haven't done it, I mean, it sounds
we'll
a little strange,
on the menu
but
right
it's
now.
Really
good. Oh. We'll have to wait till we bring them back.
Okay.
Right now, we got the strawberry corn cakes, which I brought you last week.
He brought me last week and was so good.
Yeah. So
those
are good.
I didn't notice any treats this morning.
I know. Well, it's because
I
should have brought you a cup of coffee, but you already got your coffee.
It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah. Forgive me, Meg.
You're good about remembering me, so that's okay. The problem with this show is that it comes on, we talk about 9:30 every Friday, and the problem is Eldon starts talking about all these foods. I'm so hungry by 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, and then you got to be here, till 11?
Yes.
You're stuck in the studio.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well,
but
all
not
right.
sorry.
Sorry, but not sorry. Exactly. Okay, so what are some of the summer things?
Yeah, so the strawberry corn cakes is a specialty dessert we have right now.
Really good.
Our competition barbecue sauce. And so if you've not had that, that's what I actually used to win People's Choice at Burger Battle by the Bay. So I did like a little spin on something. So I did almost kind of like a burn-in bacon onion jam with the competition barbecue sauce, and I smeared that all over the burger.
Bacon,
and so it's not something we do in the restaurant, but you know, for the burger competition, we like to, you know, push the bounds a little bit and have a little fun, try out new things. And it was definitely a people's winner. So we won People's Choice. And so we enjoyed that. But that competition barbecue sauce has got a molassesy, you know, note to
so
it.
It's
a little
on the
bit
menu
of spice.
Right now.
It is on the menu right now. So you can get it on our competition ribs. So it's our St. Louis style ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we actually will baste them in that competition barbecue sauce and then grill them. And so that nice little char on the barbecue sauce and kind of caramelizes it a little bit. So we're getting lots of great feedback. People really loving those. So if you're wanting to try some St. Louis style slow smoked ribs, come try out the competition ribs. They're really, really good. So you're gonna like those. So
yum.
And get that competition sauce on wings. I did that the other day.
Ooh, that would be good.
Mr. Steven Rampersad from ARC Gateway, met him a little over a year ago, and he said, hey, listen, I collect signatures, and I would love a signature from Sonny Tillman. If you ever get the chance, I want, you know, something autographed by Sonny himself.
Oh, wow.
And so I had some reproduction, you know, prints, and I gave him one. He was like, but still. And I was like, all right, buddy, all right.
No.
And so when I met Sonny, I was like, hey, I need two autographs. I need one for me, and I need one for Steven. And so we had lunch Wednesday at
no
the Pace
kidding.
Location.
I think I saw the photo. Did you post
we
that?
We did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, Meg. You know I took a selfie and posted the photo.
Did you post the photo?
So, yeah, so I was able to give that to him, and so I was excited about that. We had the competition wings.
Mm-hmm.
They were delicious. They're so good. You know,
you really make me
sauce.
Hungry now. Okay, yeah. I'm going to have to do it. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of things going on that people can take advantage of, and now you know Saturday is a great day.
Yeah, let's talk about our regular – well, we're going to talk about our regular specials and then our corporate specials with the everyday deals. So
so
locally, this is not all Sonny's, but locally in the area here, we do buy one get one free pulled pork sandwiches every Monday in the drive-through. Great way to start the work week. Buy one get one free pulled pork or sliced pork sandwich. It's a great deal. I was just talking to Sandy. She was saying her parents go to the one in Fort Walton Beach, which I technically work with that one also.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they get the buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwich. They get beans and coleslaw every Monday.
Okay,
so
I have a confession. You know what I do?
What do you do?
I freeze the second one.
Oh.
So then I have it later in the week.
Hmm. Is there a specific day in the week that
not
you?
Not necessarily. I just
no?
have. I
just
know
when
it's
you're
there.
Ready, when you got the craving.
Mm-hmm. I know it's there.
All right.
Slide.
It's good backup. Backup
it's
sandwich.
It's great. I love it.
It is a great deal. So take advantage of that. Buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches or sliced pork sandwich in the drive-thru every Monday. That's at all the local locations. Then we also do kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday.
Which is a great thing.
Yeah. So a free kids meal with every adult entree. So you just come on out, grab, you know, whatever the kids want, you know, mac and cheese, baby back ribs.
Oh, yeah.
They'll love any of those.
All of the above.
Particular kid who needs a hot dog. We have hot dogs also. Mm-hmm. Kids hamburgers.
Yeah, you do have a kids menu. So
we do. We have a kids menu. So, you know, bring them out. Get the kids a meal free. Get you some slow smoke barbecue with some, we like to say it, slathered in Southern hospitality.
Yeah, the service is great there. I'm not.
They
just
do a great
that.
Job. They really do. Our teams all across the board do a great job, and you know, it's just company culture, right? Mm-hmm. You know, they really, you know, it's one thing to say it, and it's another thing to kind of live it, right? So, I mean, really, as a company as a whole, whether I'm here in Pensacola, Tallahassee, Tampa, wherever, been in North Carolina, you know, visiting the other stores, you know, the people that are working in our restaurants really do care about our customers. And you know,
well, when you have employees that have been there decades, it's probably because they're happy. And when they're happy, they probably do better with service and taking care of people. It's a whole energy, right?
And it's easy to be happy when you're doing barbecue.
Yes, it is.
It's supposed to be fun.
Take it from me.
It's supposed to be fun.
Speaking of which, we have a giveaway, sir, don't we?
We do.
We probably should get on that.
Oh, goodness. This time, always, it's so fast.
I know. I just looked at the clock and went, whoops, we better get that out there quick.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to give away a family feast. So, it's going to be four meats, three sides, and a gallon of tea and your bread.
Okay.
So
850-437-1620. What's the word of the day?
Let's say barbecue. Fifth person to text in barbecue.
Fifth
BBQ.
Person. BBQ, baby.
I won't make you text out the whole word because I would probably even spell it wrong myself. So
probably nobody knows
BBQ.
How to spell it. But, all right. So here we go. BBQ. And be sure to add your name so I know who you are. And we've got them rolling in. So when number five comes in, I'll let you know.
When you're doing that, I'm going to talk about catering. So we like to say we have three ways that we cater. So depending on what your event is or what you may need, we can do catering a number of different ways. So we can do a pickup catering. So it's always your best value as far as like cost of the food. So you're going to basically you can go online, you go to sunnyscatering.com or sunnysbbq.com, and you can place an order there. Typically we say anywhere from 10 to 50 people. Maybe 100 people, you know, depending on what you're doing for a pickup catering. You know, if you're ordering for 100 food for 100 people, definitely be conscientious of the amount of food that it is because it is quite a bit of food. Don't come in your, what's the smallest cart I can think of? A mini. What is the little mini cars? You know, don't come in your mini expecting to pick up food for 100 people because you're going to have a hard time. And so, definitely be conscientious of that if you're doing the pickup order, but we can definitely take care of you. We like to say we can feed anywhere from 10 to 10,000. Biggest catering I've been a part of where we've done services like 4,600 people. So it doesn't matter the size of the crowd that you need to get fed. We can definitely take care of you at Sunny's Barbecue. So whether it's a lunch and learn or you're throwing a big old barbecue for a whole bunch of folks, we can get you taken care of. You
all
got
right.
a winner?
We've got a winner.
I saw the signal.
Yes. Congratulations goes out to Jennifer, who sent in a text that said barbecue. And it's the Jennifer whose number ends with 1226. So congratulations. Right. I will be in touch with you to let you know how you can pick up that certificate. And tell us, Eldon, tell us what's in the prize.
Congratulations, Jennifer. You've won a family feast from Sunny's Barbecue.
All right. And that's four sides.
Three sides, four meats, your bread, and then also the tea. So
yeah, that's a big, that's a lot.
It's a feast.
It's a feast.
Yeah, I did get to meet one of the winners that came in into the 9th Avenue location here a few weeks back. They were super sweet. And there was three of them, and they were like, oh my gosh. Like,
yeah, it's enough for
like,
about
yeah, you're going to have to take that home.
Yeah.
Yep. So if you're a big eater, maybe you can get, you know, four people can eat on it. But, you know, reality is it's a lot of food. So,
well, I want you to know, Eldon, you've got a bunch of texts coming in. Everybody's hungry this morning. So thank you so much to all the listeners who text in. I really appreciate the fact that you're listening to Pep Talk this Friday morning and sharing with us and talking barbecue.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for texting in and for listening.
People, all those people ready to eat barbecue, 10:45.
I know they open up. Absolutely. And they'll be open all weekend long. So that's the good news.
All weekend. We're 7 days a week. We only close for Christmas. So we close Thanksgiving and Christmas. And mm-hmm. so other than that, was the 363 days a year, unless it's leap year in 364. Is that how that works?
We are
I think
out
the
four
math
days.
Checks out. Yeah. Somebody listening is going to be like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Yeah. So now we've got, it's hard to believe, but 2 weeks from today, are you ready for this, is the 4th of July.
It's coming in hot.
Right? So now are you going to be doing anything for the holidays? You've got Blue Angels coming up too. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot going on.
A lot of events coming up. And, you know, obviously, it's hot, you know, mm-hmm. so you can get you some of that good sunny sweet tea to keep you cool and refreshed. Some
are y'all
lemonade.
Are you going to be open on the 4th?
So we are open on the 4th.
You can actually pick up a big barbecue for your family.
You can pick up a big family feast for your family. Yeah. Order, you know, a whole pile of pulled pork, mm-hmm. Some buns, some mac and cheese, beans, coleslaw, whatever it is that you'd want to get. Like I said, we can do those bulk catering orders for pickup.
Yeah, that'd be perfect for the whole family.
We can provide all your paper products. You don't have to worry about going to the Wally World or the Dollar Trees or wherever. I was going to say Party City, but they're no more Party City.
I know.
I used to like go to Party City because I like different events and stuff. I'd like to buy cups or napkins that were kind of the same color as the event to kind of just add a little extra, you know. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm a little extra, but, you know, just add a little extra.
Yes, I think that's a good way to put it. You are a little extra, Eldon. You know, that's a good way to put it.
It's a good way to have fun.
But yeah, that's what I'd recommend. I think that's a great idea, especially when you've got the whole family. Usually, you know, we have these 4th of July reunions.
Makes it really easy. Together.
And the fact that it falls on a Friday is great. Mm-hmm. So you get your Sunday's barbecue and then listen to this station in Cat Country because the fireworks will be on at 9 o'clock in Pensacola.
Yeah.
So you can look up into the skies and tune in and synchronized broadcast. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
It is very fun.
Very fun.
Yeah, so. We did it with we joined Pensacola Chamber of Commerce last year, downtown Pensacola. This year, I know in the morning, I'm actually doing something with Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce. They're doing a car show.
Oh, fun.
So we'll be there with them in the morning and still working out the details with Chamber for what we're going to do at the night downtown Pensacola. So just still working on those plans, figuring those out, you know. With the construction down there, I think they're trying to figure some things out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how the setup's going. So
You may not remember, but there used to be a character, Rosanna Dana, and she said, there's always something.
Always something.
There's always something.
Always something. Always the unexpected thing. And that's just life. I was just having a conversation with somebody. He's like, you know, it's just life. There's always going to be a problem. There's always going to be, or not necessarily a problem, something that you have to get over and you have to get past to get to the thing that you want. And that's just part of it. So.
It keeps it interesting.
It's like barbecue.
Yeah.
No piece of meat is the same. You know, we put them on, we season them, you know, so one's ready at 8 o'clock, the next one's not, so you got to temp it, and then, you know, so, you know.
I mean, I hate to go there, but life has so many flavors.
That's why we have good local pit masters.
Life has so many flavors.
It does. We like the barbecue smoke flavor.
Correct.
But, you know.
Correct.
There's a lot of flavors.
Well, I want to try the competition because I have not tried that.
Competition ribs are really good.
That does sound really
good. We do have a barbecue wedge salad, so that's really good. So a little bacon, blue cheese, some barbecue sauce, brisket mac and cheese with cornbread crumble. What else is on there? Oh, the Tennessee vinegar pulled pork.
Say that three times
Tennessee
fast.
Vinegar barbecue sauce.
Wow. That's
got
a mouthful. Yeah, you did.
We got some pickled onions and pickles that we're serving with that. We got the slider trio that's new on the menu, so that's definitely one to check out. So
now, are you going to be out and about this weekend? Got anything going on?
So Sunday. So I'm actually going to have a day off tomorrow.
Yay!
I know, right?
If
so it's just the way lined up, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not looking to see what events are going on. I'm just going to take myself a day off on Saturday.
There you go. You deserve it.
But Sunday we do have a wedding expo down at Sanders Beach with the girls at the Bridal Loft, they have their coastal weddings that they do. And so we have Bride's Night, Sunday night, down at Sanders Beach. So if you're getting married, we'll talk about the other side of the catering.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely do full service set up and serve catering. So if you're looking for anything from, you know, barbecue, brisket, prime rib.
Well, I was surprised
salmon.
When you shared with me that it's like you can do up to how many? Thousands of people?
Oh, thousands of people.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, the biggest catering I've been a part of since I've been with Sunny is 4,600 people.
Wow, that's a lot.
And it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what it is too? A lot of fun.
I bet.
It really is.
I
had such a good time. You know, a lot of work goes into it. But at the end of the day, when you're when you're serving those customers and those people that are at the events and everybody's having a good time, it's really a lot of fun. So,
all right. Well, there's a Sonny's app. So give us the website where you can download the app and any contact info.
Go to sonnysbarbecue.com. You can definitely download our app there. That's where we have all of our best deals. So make sure you download the app in your Google or Apple Play Store. And so we got free tea Tuesday. So get the app, get you a free tea.
Yes.
Come see us at Sonny's Barbecue. We've got the four locations here to serve you on News Radio.
All right. Thanks so much, Elvin. Happy Sonny's Day to you.